Our reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22 and verses 34 to 40. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment is the law is the greatest?" He said to them, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbour as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets."
Good morning. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your living word. And I pray that we will hear what you bring us to hear today. Amen. Bill Shankly, the extremely successful manager of Liverpool Football Club from 1959 to 1974, was famous for his pithy quotes, one of which goes as follows. "Some people believe football is a matter of life and death. I'm very disappointed with that attitude. I can assure you it's much, much more important than that." In today's reading, it's Jesus who is laying down in no uncertain terms what he considers to be the most important thing, what has come to be described as the greatest commandment. So, first of all, let's put the passage in context, as we should always do with Bible passages. It's sometime after Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, following which he starts his teaching in the temple. The religious leaders and authorities recognise what they perceive to be a danger to their authority. They set out to question him and perhaps trap him into saying something they can hold against him later. He's quizzed first by the chief priests and the elders, then by the Sadducees, and now by the Pharisees. And this time the question is, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" To which Jesus answers, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment." And this is a direct quote, of course, from the Old Testament, from the books of Deuteronomy and Leviticus. We call it the Old Testament, but of course, for Jesus and the other people of his time, this was from the scriptures, as he did when he confronted Satan during his temptation in the desert. Jesus is using scripture to provide the definitive answer. "You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." This is our sermon series on worship. When we worship, it's a way of expressing our love for God. And as Christians, we're called to love God, to love Jesus with everything we've got. Some football fans say they live and breathe the so-called beautiful game. Can we say we do the same with our worship? One danger I think we face is to compartmentalise our faith. So do I keep Jesus in his box until Sunday? Or do I let him into the rest of my life? For a moment, let's try and imagine cupboard with a number of boxes, each with different labels. Exercise, work, holiday, family, leisure, and so on. Or a number of files on your laptop. Whichever image works for you. Oh, it's Sunday now. Time to open the worship or the faith box. I've been on a few teams to Africa, rural Africa predominantly, organised by SOMA, Sharing of Ministries Abroad. And each time I've been struck by how faith and worship permeate the whole of the lives of Christians there. Maybe it's something to do with the fact that everyone lives close to the land, somehow closer to life and death, with less baggage, less distractions by way of money, possessions, and so on. Faith and worship is life, and life is worship and faith for them. It's even apparent in all the conversations, phrases such as "Praise the Lord," "Amen," "God willing," are dropped in the conversations all the time. They appear in every file, if you like. So perhaps the challenge for us is to let our worship or our faith inform all of our lives in every compartment. Of course, we have to start from where we are, in situations to which God has called us, and bearing in mind the responsibilities which God has given us, our families, our work, our volunteering and so on. All of these are good things, of course. We also start from the solid base that our life at St Mary's Church, Hamwell, whether in person or online, has equipped us with. Teaching, the fellowship, the opportunities to serve, involvement with charities, and so on. Yet, what Jesus said to the Pharisees and says to us today, it's not an option, it's a command. And in an ideal world, our faith, our worship, our love of Jesus should inform every part of our lives. So, what more can we do? Well, we could take that step to join a small group or join in with the online and in-person study that's coming along this autumn. Commit to read the Bible each day or more of it. Or perhaps prayerfully consider whether there's some role at church we could step into or offer ourselves for. And simple things, like saying thanks to the Lord as we go through our day. Thanks for those good moments, or thanks for the usual things that we take for granted. Pray before we take any decisions, or start our working day, or our holidays, before we go into that meeting. And it's cliche perhaps, but still valid nonetheless. Ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? Instead of lots of those boxes on the shelf or lots of files on the computer, only one of which is labelled worship or God or Jesus, we could make the God box the largest one with all the other boxes inside. Or the computer file marked God or worship, the only one, and all the other files just subfolders. So that our aim, the most important thing, is to love Jesus, to worship him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Amen.